Hawks harass a blue heron soaring over Lake Dardanelle this morning. The cooling waters for Arkansas Nuclear One power generating station. A thick white plume of steam rises in the distance from the plant's six-story cooling tower a few miles upwind of Russellville. Mayor Randy Horton says Arkansas Nuclear One has been a good neighbor, providing both jobs and lots of clean energy.
In the old days, we actually would drive down to the base of the cooling tower and fish in the hot water discharge stream, and it just never was threatening. It has never been scary or anything.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission maintains operational oversight of Arkansas Nuclear One, which houses two nuclear reactors. 2 years ago, the commission ranked the facility the worst in the nation after a construction crane accident resulted in one fatality and multiple injuries, as well as other infractions. Still, both reactors' operating licenses have been extended for 20 more years, and that makes Gary Kahanek happy. He's an Arkansas residential energy efficiency expert who believes nuclear power is the way to wean America off fossil fuels.
Nuclear is the safest major form of energy per unit of power produced in terms of deaths per terawatt hour. It's lower than anything else.
Gary Kahanek travels the region crunching such data for civic groups and climate change activists, trying to convince them to get behind nuclear energy. But it's been a real slog, he says.
You know, when I am in a crowd of folks my age in the 60s who grew up hiding under their desks during the air raid drills, you know, a lot of those folks, everything nuclear is bad. I don't want any part of it.
I think every American should be proud of the U.S. nuclear fleet and its operating history in this country.
John Keeley, spokesperson for the Nuclear Energy Institute, the industry's trade group, says nuclear power makes up 20% of America's electricity portfolio and 60% of all U.S. zero emissions power generation.
We generate steam in a fairly complex fashion, but a very reliable and safe fashion to turn a turbine and produce a massive amount of electricity. If you're talking about a 1,000-megawatt nuclear power plant, that is enough electricity to power upwards of 750,000 homes and businesses in a locality.
And apparently, the nuclear energy industry is gaining steam. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission recently licensed five new reactors in South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee, expected to generate nearly 6,000 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 10 mid-sized cities. The commission also just opened a docket on development of small commercial modular reactors. Most spent nuclear fuel is temporarily stored on site at facilities across the country. And the Trump administration has asked Congress to approve a $120 million budget to restart planning for a centralized nuclear waste repository at Yucca Mountain, which could stimulate the industry further. But Edwin Lyman, senior scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists and a nuclear expert, says nuclear energy production contains catastrophic risk, citing the 2011 Fukushima Japan disaster and the 1986 Chernobyl accident in Ukraine.
At Fukushima, that accident is going to result in something like $200 billion worth of economic losses, both in compensation to evacuees and the cost of decontamination and decommissioning. In addition, estimates are that there will be probably several thousand cancer deaths over the long term from exposure to Fukushima. Chernobyl, which released about 10 times as much radioactivity, is projected to result in probably 30,000 cancer deaths or more. And it has already resulted in more than 6,000 thyroid cancers among children.
Neither Union of Concerned Scientists or Citizens Climate Lobby, a grassroots group focused on policies to address climate change, advocate for or against nuclear energy. But pro-nuclear climate change advocates see fission power as a bridge from an old fossil fuel economy to a new zero-emissions economy. In Fayetteville, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.